29th Perek of Kehilim, first Mishnah. We're talking about different garments have strands of the weave going out of it. In other words, the way a garment is woven is you have crisscross, but at the ends of it they would just go in one direction, and they just have the threads that go in one direction open like an atalus. You have that. The ends of the talus have that. So numei asodim, these threads that are sticking out of the sheet, or sudarim, or taritin. Sudarim is some type of kerchief, and taritin is some type of headgear. Yeah, the head flaps coming down to cover the ears. Pilyon shel roish is another type of hat that had like a pointy top to it. Or anyway, the strings come out of any of these garments is sheish is boys, 6 finger breadths. Shalafakisin. This is some other type of garment, which is like a undershirt, some type of vest. Esse, that was normal to have up to 10 etze boys. Name is Sogus. The threads coming out of a sagus, which was some type of coat made out of wool, varadit, some type of a scarf that they used to cover the head with, a chaluk is a cloak, whatever, a jacket. A talus is like a toga, they wrap themselves with it, like a talus of today. Sholosh etzbos, and these ones only 3 finger breadths are the length of the normal threads that come out of it. Nima kibbutz shel zkeina, the threads coming out of the hair covering of an old lady, vagoyim shel avim, or there was some type of beged that there was one armor by one armor which the abbot would cover the face with. Vakulkin, some other type of garment. Vapunde is a belt. Mafoyes is some type of turban they wear on the heads. Pargoid is a curtain. Nimeim kol shehe, and these things, there's no set shear how long the threads have come out of it. It can still be considered a shear. So whatever was considered is within the norms is considered part of it. And it seems to be that the norms were even if it's very long, so therefore the Chazal didn't give it any specific shear.